The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Tzayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther, but before Shlomo Biki ben Jem. We start the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Hazevach befagel to nesachi meshikitshu bekli deved bimeir. When you bring the zevach and you have kavana of pigur, so that affects the wine as well. Once you make the kiddush in the kli, once you put the wine in the kli, so they have kiddush kli. So now the kavana that you have on the zeva will affect the wine to make the gula. But vice versa, no. If you have kavana pigula on the nesachim, it doesn't affect the korban. So if you slaughtered the zeva with kavana to eat the meat tomorrow, so both parts of the korban become pigul. The meat and the nesachim. Lakriv nesachav lemachar. But if his kavanah is lakriv nesachav lemachar, to bring the nesachim to the, for the next day, and nesachim mefugalim, as if I am mefugal. The nesach, the one will become pigul. But the korban does not. Tanur Rabbanan. Neske behema hayavim aleha mishum pigul. Bepne shedam azevah matirin o matiran lekarev. Devre Rabbi Meir. Sagaw Mishnah. Niske behema, the nesachim of the korban of behema, chayavim alem mishum pigul. Chayav pigul on it. Which means if you made pigul on the animal, the nesachim also can become pigul. Why? The shedam azevach matiran. We have a law that anything that has a matir to it is subject to pigul. Just like the meat on the mizbeach has a matir. Just like the shiraim of the mincha has a matir, the komet namely. Over here, the dam that they sprinkle, that's matir the nesachim. So therefore, since the dam is matir the nesachim, it's shayach pigul. Therefore, if you make pigul on the meat, it'll affect also the nesachim as well. The kareb devre rabbi meir. Amro rabbi meir, v'halo adam evi zivicho hayom, v'nesachav ad asara yamim. Hachemim say, what are you talking about? There's no connection between the zebach necessarily and the nesachim. Haraya, you can bring the zebach one day, and you can bring the nesachim 10 days later. So therefore, really, it's not linked. It's not the pshat that the dam is matir the nesachim. It happens to be done in that order, but it's not the pshat that it's a matir. And therefore, even if you bring it on the same day, it doesn't matter. It should not be considered subject to pigul. Amar lahem afanido amarti ele beva'im imazabah. The Bimir says, I agree. I only said it when you bring it on the same day, where the rabbis will argue. Even when you bring it on the same day, you can change your intention to bring it with a different zebah. Even though you put it in the keli, it's not earmarked necessarily for the zebah that you are bringing. You could change your mind. So then it's really not linked, even on the same day. He says, no. Once you make shechita, the nesachim are hukba, just like the breads of the lahmet todah. You can't change your mind. And therefore, since you can't change your mind, you're locked in, and therefore he holds, this, at least on the same day that you bring the nesachim, it'll be pigul. Rabbanan, similar case. Log shemen shel mesorah, chayavim alav mishum pigul, mipene, shedam asham matiro lebehonot, devre Rabbi Meir. Amru lo Rabbi Meir, v'alo adam mevi ashamu hayom, v'log mikan v'ad asara yamim. Amalem, afanilu amarti ena beba, ima asham. אמר אפשר לשנותו לאשם אחר. אמר רבא כסבא רבי מאיר, הוקבעו בשחיטה כלחמי תודה. Same exact story over again, just with log shemen. Log shemen comes with the mitzora. So Rabbi Meir says, you make pigul on the asham, it affects the log shemen. The rabbi said, what do you mean? They're not, because the dam is matir the log. The dam is matir the log shemen to sprinkle it on the bohanot, the thumbs of the mitzora. Hachemim said, what are you talking about? They're not linked. I can bring my Hashem today and my log shemen tomorrow, 10 days from now. Rabbi Meir said, I know, I was talking about when you brought it on the same day. Hachemim said, even on the same day, you can change the kavanah and bring this log shemen with a different Hashem. It's not, the korban is not mekadeshin. The Rabbi Meir holds, must be, no, the korban is mekadeshin, therefore it's linked. Therefore, if you make a pigul on the korban, then it's going to affect the log shemen as well. Here we move on to the next Mishnah. Tehir bekometz velo belebona. Belebona velo bekometz. So you did half pigul on half of the item. Half of the matir. Let's review on a matir. There's two matirim. Meaning to matir the shiraim. The kometz is the matir the shiraim, and the levona is matir the shiraim. So let's say you did half. pigel bekometz velo belebona, belebona velo bekometz. Rabbi Meir omer pigel b'chayim alav karet. Rabbi Meir holds you can be mefagel even on hatsi amatir. V'chamim omrim en bo karet ad shifagel bechol amatir. Rachim say no. Yisud Rabbanan. It won't be karet, but it'll be Yisud Rabbanan. But the point is, they hold it. There's no pigul until you do it on all the matir, on the kometz and on the lebona. Umodim achem lebi meir b'menchat chote b'menchat kenaot sheim pigil bekometz shu pigil b'chayim alav karet shakometz hu amatir. Hachemim will agree when it comes to menchat chote, since there's no lebona in a menchat chote or menchat kenaot, that's menchat v'sota, there's no lebona. So then the only matir is the kometz. So the Hachemim will agree in those type of menachot. If you had pigul in the kometz, it's hayav karet. Because that's the only matir. There is no other matir in those menachot. Shachat, yachad men kevasim. This we saw on yesterday's day. Let's say you slaughtered one of the kevasim. This is talking about the kevse aseret. You have two kevasim on Shavuot. And then you have two lahamim that come with it. So shachat, yachad men kevasim leichon bet halot lemachar. With kavanah that you can eat both breads the next day. Hektir echad min bazichim. For that matter, the two bazichim that are on the lechem tamid, on the lechem panim, on the table, you brought one of them. Echod betzdarim lemachad. Rabbi Meir omer pigul. Bechayim alav karet. Because Rabbi Meir is going to hold again that you have over here hatsim matir, and therefore you have hit one bazach, or you have one of the kibsi aseret. That's enough to make pigul. Hachemim omrim en bo karet ad shifagel bechol matir. Same story. Hachemim say no. You have to make pigul on both bazichim. You have to make pigul on both of the kibasim. Shachat echad is the case we had yesterday. Shachat echad min kibasim leechol mimenu lemachar. So you slaughter one of the kibasim with kavanah to eat it tomorrow. Nothing to do with the other one. There's two kevasim. You only have pigul on one. Who pigul v'chavero kasher? It is pigul in kevas number one, but the second one is kasher. Le'echon mechavero le'machar. But like we learned, if he had, he slaughtered the first kevas. Al kavanat to eat the second one le'machar. Shneen kesherim, because you don't make pigul on one matir to another matir. It's got to be on itself, not on the other item, like we learned. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Amar Rav, machloket shenatan et hakometz b'shtika ve'et halebona b'machshava. The machloket in the Mishnah between Hachem and Rabbi Meir about hatsi matir is talking about where you gave the kometz b'shtika. That means you don't have any kavanah on the kometz, meaning his kavanah was good. B'shtika ve'et halebona b'machshava. You made the machshava on the second part, which means the whole machloket is when the kavanah was on the second item. Rabbi Meir is going to say hatsi matir makes pigul, but I'm going to say hatsi matir does not make pigul. Aval natan hakometz b'machshava ve'et halebona b'shtika devrei agon pigul shekol ha'oseh al dat rishona u'osa. But the Gemara says, if let's say his machshava on the kometz was to pigul, then he kept quiet on the devona, it's pigul even according to Rachamim. Because we say anybody that does something does it al dat rishona. And since dat rishona was pigul, even though he kept quiet on the devona, we consider it as you follow through in your thoughts, and therefore it's considered a complete pigul. That's a very important problem. The only case where they're talking about is talking about where you did it originally b'shtika, and then you did it b'pigul. But if you started off b'pigul, even though you ended up b'shtika, even Achamim will say, it's considered all pigul, because kol ha'oseh al dat rishona, hu oseh u'shmuel amar, adayin machloket. And she wasn't, no, it's a machloket in that case as well. Yativ rabba v'kamar ad ha'shmata. So Rav Sunni said over this interpretation of the way that I've explained the machloket. Etive rabacha bar rabuna l'rabah. So we had a question. B'me devarim amurim. So when do we say these laws over here? That we say that it's in yad of pigul. So it's got to be done in one of the services. Mikmisa ubematan kli ubehiluch. Which means that he had the kavanah either at the kimitza or in the matan kli, when you put it in the keli, or when you were walking it towards the mizbeach. Aval ba lo lehaktara. But if he's already at the time of the haktara, meaning he's coming to bring it on the mizbeach, natan et hakometz b'shtika. ואת הלבונה במחשבה, את הקומץ במחשבה, ואת הלבונה בשתיקה, רבי מאיר אומר פיגול וחייבים עליו קרת, וכם אומרים אין בו קרת עד שיפגל בכל מתיר. What's that last case? בא לו להקטרה. Okay, now let's say he's coming to break the הקטרה. To actually bring it on the מזבח. נתן את הקומץ בשתיקה. The comments he did b'shtika, no problem, meaning it was okay. But the lebona b'machshava, and the lebona he gave b'machshava, meaning machshavet pigut. If the comments b'machshava, or vice versa, if the comments b'machshava, but the lebona b'shtika. The bimir omer pigut, the chayim alav karet, because it doesn't matter. Even if you have half of the matir, you're going to be chayav. Achemim omrim, en bo karet ad sheyifagel bechol matir. Okay, and Achemim say no, you have to have the kol matir. But let's get the question. Katanemihat, we have a pop of quote. Here's the question. Natan et hakomets b'machshava. This case of age, you gave the komets b'machshava. You started off b'machshava, v'et alebona b'shtika, and still upelige. Even though you started off with a machshavat pigul, and still the rabbis argue. You just told me, Rav, that when you start off with a machshavat pigul, kol ha'oseh al da'at rishona osa. And now you're telling me that even though we started off with pigul, so it's still half a matir. And therefore the banana will say, no pigul. That's a question. So Gemara says, Ema uchvar natan et alebona b'shtika mi'ikara. So Gemara makes an adjustment over here. When it says on the braita that natan et hakomets b'shtika v'talebona b'machshava, et hakomets b'machshava v'talebona b'shtika means the levona that you brought already. Don't read it in order. Et hakomets b'machshava v'talebona b'shtika. Ela et hakomets b'shtika v'talebona b'shtika me'ikara, that you had already brought already. That means you brought the levona b'shtika first. You can bring it in either order you want. So he brought the lebona first b'shtika, and then he brought the comments b'machshava, and that's what Rabbanan say it's chatzia matir. So Gemara says shtei teshuvot b'davar. There's two questions on this. Hada da'inu kamaita. So what are you saying in Chadush? It's the same case as the first case, which means the sefa is telling me the same case as the resha, which means bottom line, which there's no difference between the two cases, which means bottom line, you're bringing the lebona first b'machshava b'shtika, and then the comments b'machshava. It's the same case. Meaning, you give me two cases in a row of shtika and then machshava. Once you put the levona first, so the Gemara says that's the haynu kamaita. Wasn't that the case we said in the braita? Look at the braita. The braita says natan et hakomets b'shtika v'televona b'machshava. Et hakomets b'machshava v'televona b'shtika. Bottom line, the way you explain that, it's both the same case. It's both a case of machshava, it's both a case of shtika followed by machshava. You tell me two cases in a row, the same thing. The point of the braita was to give me two cases. Machshava first, and then shtika first. But once you made this change, it's both a case of shtika first. Why would the braita give me two cases back to back? Not only that, that's difficult. It says clearly. It says you brought the comets v'aharkach lebona. Now you tell me, oh, the lebona you brought already. What do you mean it says aharkach? Aharkach means you brought it second. Now you tell me you brought it originally. How do you fix the word aharkach? It doesn't make sense. The lebona says. So again, so now we have a question, which is according to the banan we said, according to the way Rav explained it, that if you start off with a machshavat pigul, then you're right, it's pigul the whole way through. But if you start off b'shtika, then already the Rabbanan are going to say, okay, if you start off with shtika, then there's no pigul. But if you start off with machshavat pigul, then it's going to be pigul all the way through. It seems by the not like that. That even in the case where you started off with machshavat pigul, and then you went b'shtika, the rabbis say, no pigul. Ah, it's a question against Rav. Because you say, kol ha'osei al dat rishona osa. But it's Mishnah, the Baraita is not saying that. Kabbalah says, targema Rav Hanina bebet te'ot. Simple answer. You know what the case is talking about over there? There was two people, which is one guy did it, he started off with machshavat pigul. He started the comments with machshavat pigul. And then another guy brought the levona. You don't say, b'shtika, you don't say, kol ha'osei adat rishona ose by two people. You only say that by one person. One person, we say, however he started, he completed. But this case is talking about two people. So therefore, just because the first guy did it with machshavat pigul doesn't mean the second guy did it with machshavat pigul. That's why the Rabbanan are going to say, there's no pigul in that case, because it's talking about two people. Even though you started off with machshavat pigul, normally we would say you follow through, and if it is pigul. But in this case over here, since it was done by two people, I started off with pigul, because the second guy's going to follow my thoughts. He didn't do pigul. Therefore, it's chasim matir. Therefore, there's not going to be a karet on it. So the second guy is not. The first guy also is not pigul, because it's only chasim matir.
Even if it's one guy.
One guy, we say he follows through. He started off with pigul, even though he kept quiet for the second one. Kol ha'oseh, al dat rishon ha'oseh.
First case, where the guy was shaket in the first, and then he had...
Oh, shaket in the first. Of course, shaket. That shaket in the first, so therefore, for sure, hef matir. Because in the first part, he didn't have pigul. In the second part, he did. That's only hef matir, according to the Baran. There's no pigul on hef matir.
Either way.
Either way. In the case of one person where he started off b'shtika, or two people, where even if they started off b'machshava. But one person that starts off with Mahshava and then it has Shitika, we say follows through with Mahshava. That the rabbis will say that is Pigul. Once you did the comments with Mahshavit Pigul, and then when it came to the Libona, he kept quiet. We say Mr. Ma, he was following his first da'a of Mahshavit Pigul, therefore it's Pigul throughout. The rabbi Shita is when it's Pigul throughout, it's Pigul.
Which means when are we talking about that we say chutz mano makes pigul? That's talking about the damim hanitrim mizbeach hachitzon, only on the bloods that go out on the outer mizbeach. But the bloods that go on the mizbeach pinimi, for example, kegon mem gimel shel yom kippurim. There's 43 sprinklings that are done on Yom Kippur. The hat esrei shel par kohen mashuah. There's 11 sprinklings that are done in the service of a kohen. Part of a kohen mashua, the hadassah shel paralem davar shel sibur. Okay, so there's different procedures over there. One has 43, and others have 11. So it says in the bright over there, be pigel ben berishona ben b'shiniya ben b'shinishit in the latter the kippur service. There's three different times that they sprinkle. Whether you add pigul thoughts in the first sprinkling, the first round, the second round, or the third round, any of the rounds of the sprinkling of the 43, let's say, that you had machshavit pigul, Rabbi Meir Omer pigul v'chaim alav karet, v'chamim omerim en bo karet. Hakamim said there's no karet. And here's the key line: ad shi'pagel bechol matir, until you have pigul on the whole matir. The whole matir in that case will be all 43 sprinklings. The Gemara says katani mihat pigel ben berishona ben b'shiniya ben b'shinishin. Now you had pigul even on the first one. Now if you had pigul on the first one, according to the rabbis, it should go through. And if it goes through, kola osea al dati shona osa. So why did the rabbis come along and say that there's no pigul in this case, unless you do it on all of them? Why do you have to do it on all of them? It says pigul ben b'rishona ben b'shiniya ben b'shinishit. And the Bimeir says it's enough because you don't need the whole matir. Fine, I don't care about the Bimeir. The Bimeir, I understand. It's according to Hakamim. Hakamim that say you can have pigul even on Hatsiya Matir, but they all, you cannot have pigul on Hatsiya Matir. You have to have the whole thing. But they also hold, according to the way that I've learned, that's called Ha'osiyah Dat Rishonah Oza. So the Chaurah, if you had pigul in the first round, so the Chaurah, two and three automatically fall into place. Oh, but again, still the rabbis argue and they say there's no pigul. Bechitema akaname b'shte deot. Oh, so tell me, there's two kohanim. No, so he died. He died in between. They took another kohen gadol. We got tameh in between, and they took another kohen gadol in his place. So therefore, he just continues off. So therefore, just because the first kohen had pigul thoughts, doesn't mean the second guy is going to have pigul thoughts. It's a new kohen. But that's not so simple. Ani ha'aleman damar bepar v'afilu bedamo shel par. It says in the pasuk that he goes into the kodesh kodashim bepar with the par. So it says, doesn't mean literally the par, afilu bedamo shel par, which means even if he only goes in with the blood, which even the first kohen slaughtered it, let's say, and he died, and therefore the par, he had nothing to do with the par. He's only going in with the blood of the par, that's okay. But you can have a second kohen replace, that's fine. Yeah, the man bar bepar v'lo bedamo shel par, ma'ikel bemar. But according to other opinions, says no, he's got to go in with the par, not the moshe par. I mean, he has to be there from the beginning to the end, which means you cannot have a second kohen, which is if you start again. If the kohen dies, you start again. So therefore, well, what are you going to say? So you can't give me two. Two de'ot will only work according to one opinion. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabachem Maskina, Kegon, Shepigel, let's take a case. Pigel Berishona. He had pigul thoughts b'shuna. V'shatak b'shniya. In the second round, he kept quiet. U'pigel b'shilishit. And he had pigul in the third. Now, if you're going to tell me, damrin and isla kadda kola ose adat b'shuna osa, if you're telling me that kola ose, whatever his mind was, it goes from the beginning, mehedar pigule b'shilishit lamali. Why would he have to have a kavanah in the end?
Right.
Which means, from the fact that he had a kavanah in the end, shows us when he did it the second time by keeping quiet, he really meant no pigul. Otpam, he had pigul in the beginning. according to the rabbis, keep quiet to the end, because pigul goes all the way to the end. But that was the case over here. He had pigul in the beginning, kept quiet in the middle, and had pigul in the end. If you tell me, why do you have to have another pigul thought in the third time? Must be because in the second time he stopped his pigul thoughts, and therefore in the third time he had to reinstate them. And therefore, since you didn't have pigul throughout, therefore it's hasiyah matir. Therefore, the rabbis are going to say no pigul again. According to the rabbis, if you just have pigul in the beginning, you keep quiet to the end. Why do you have to have pigul, keep quiet, and have pigul again? The fact that he had pigul the third time, machshava, is indicated the second time when he kept quiet, must be there was no pigul, because you didn't have to have pigul the third time. Ela, you see what? That the second time there was no pigul, that was what the rabbis say, that there's no pigul in such a case. The Gemara says, wait, that's not going to work out. Matkiflan of Asher, midesh shatak ketani? It doesn't say shatak. It says pigel. O b'rishona, o b'shiniya, o b'shilishit. Now you're reading into it. It means he had pigul in the first one and shatak in the second one. It doesn't say what shatak in the bright over there that you're reading this in there. Ela, amar of Asher, maskina, kegon, she pigel b'rishona, o b'shiniya, o b'shilishit. The Amrinan is Fagadak, but I'll say that the Shunah Osa, Medar Pigul Beshinia Lamadi. I think I have to take out that word Beshlishit. Okay, so read it like this. The first one also. Pigot Shipigil Beshinah Beshinia. First and second. Right? Oh, so he did Pigul on one and two. And he kept quiet in three. So it's the same logic. If you tell me Kola Ose, Al Daat Bishunah Osa, he could have kept quiet in two. Why do you have to be Fagel again in two? Again, he was with Fagel in one and two. And he kept quiet in three. So if you tell me, call Osa'ad Adishuna Osa'ad, just have Kavanah and Pigul in number one, and it will go through. Right, the fact that he had Pigul in two is showing me what?
Number three he's not.
And number three he's not. That's the point. Therefore, it's Hasiyah Matir. And therefore, he's having Pigul where he has it. And where he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. Which is Bishtaraf. He only had it in one, and he kept quiet the rest. I agree. Call Osa'ad Adishuna Osa'ad. But once he had it in one, and he had it in two, and he kept quiet in three, that's showing me what? That three is no pigul. Because when you wanted that pigul, you had a machshava. So the Gemara says, meaning the second to the last line. Isan kadata kol ha'osa da nishna ha'osa medar pigul b'shiniya lamadi. We have to make a pigul in the second one. Okay, the Gemara says, nice try, but still you have a question. Veha ben ketan. It says he had pigul either in the first one, either in the second one, either in the third. The way you're learning it is he had pigul in one and two. It doesn't say he had in both. It says ben, either or. Kasha. What I said, okay. That leaves it in a kasha. Amar mor, we learned. Rabbi Meir omer, pigul b'chayvim alav karet. Okay. So we said what? Pigul and yachayav karet. In the case of chatzi, Hamatir. What's the case of Chatzi Hamatir? That's the case where you brought the comets on Menat the Fagel, but not the Levona. Right? So the Bibi says Chayvim Alav Karet. So Amar Mor, we said. Actually, we're going back to the case of the Dam. We're going to the case of the Dam. What do we say? There's 43 sprinklings on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, the 43 sprinklings. So we said that according to the Bimir, even if you mefagel on one, round two, round three, there's pigul on everything. Why? Because Hatsiya Matir, he holds that it goes. So Amar Mor, Bimir Omer, pigul haimalat karet, mechdi, karet, o mechayev, achi kribu, kole matirim. As we review this law, we learned this in Sevachim. Tahayav pigul, you have to finish the process. You have to finish all the avodah. Only after you finish all the avodah, then the remaining food becomes pigul. But if you stop in the middle of the avodah, it doesn't become pigul. You have to finish drinking the blood, put the meat on the mizbeah, you have to finish the procedure. So how do we know that? It says, it says, lo yiratze, by the way. It says, by pigul, it says, lo yiratze. So from the fact that it says yiratze, כהרצאת כשר. It has to be done like you would do a כשר one. כך הרצאת פסול. Just like the הרצאת, the receiving of a פסול one. מה הרצאת כשר? עד שיקרבו כל המתירים. You have to bring everything on the מזבח. כל המתירים. אף הרצאת פסול. עד שיקרבו כל המתירים. Fine. So that's the first rule. You got to finish the process. I'm going to ask a simple question over here. You took the first bloods. Okay? The guy had a pigul thoughts on the blood. The meat is going to eat it tomorrow. Okay? Now automatically the rest of the blood becomes pasul. So you're not allowed to sprinkle pasul blood. So therefore,
that rest of the blood doesn't have a din of blood anymore. That rest of the blood has a din of water, has a din of mayim, because it's pasul. So how could you finish the process? It's not considered blood anymore. Once already you made machshavat pigul in the beginning, you'll never be hayav karet, because once you made pigul on the dam initially, so therefore the rest of the blood that's there, you can't continue sprinkling it. On a regular case, when you sprinkle the blood, I sprinkled it already, machshavat, I sprinkled it already. Finished. So I don't care what's left over in the cup. Here, I still have to sprinkle some more times. Once already I made machshavat pigul on the first sprinkling, the rest of the blood in the keli becomes what? Pasul. So how are you going to finish the process to be hayav karet? Gemara asks, the high kevan de hashib, the second that he had kavanah pigul when he made the hazaa b'fnim in the kodesh kodashim, pasle, he was posel the rest of the blood. Ki madeh be'echal. Now when he goes outside to the echal to do number two and number three, maya be'alma hu dekabadeh. What is he being mazeh? Maya be'alma. Therefore, you didn't finish the procedure. That's a very strong question. Gemara gives a few answers. Amar Rabba Mashkahatla. Be arba'a parim arba'a si'irim. So we're talking about a case over here where you have four parim and four si'irim, which means after each procedure you sprinkled, let's say you sprinkled the first round inside, right? You have the parim, let's say. The blood fell on the floor. Now you slaughtered a second animal, and therefore there's no remaining. For every process that you made a pigul, you had another animal right after it.
Wow.
Now therefore you slaughtered each one another one. So therefore our problem was all the blood was in the keli already. All the blood was in the keli. Once you sprinkle the first time with pigul, this becomes maya ba'alma, you can't continue. No, you sprinkle the first one. What happened? It fell. Fell on the floor. Now what? Slaughtered another one. They slaughtered another one. So it's not considered shirayim in the first one, since blood is still kashir. You sprinkle the, let's say, bepigul. What about the leftovers? No problem. It fell on the floor. You sprinkle the, you slaughtered another one. And the same thing with the se'irim. There's four goats and there's four parim. The point is, we got around the problem by answering that you brought different ones. I was going to answer a different answer. Rav Amar afilu tema pari had the se'irim had nefagul emerose. You know, it's another answer. You don't have to say you did four and four. You did one. Kippur, what do you have to bring? One part and one side. Basically, what they do is they sprinkle some of the part blood, they sprinkle some of the side blood, they mix them together, and they sprinkle them together as well. Again, like we said, it's 43 sprinklings altogether. But the case is talking about over here, you're right. Legabe, receiving the blood, legabe, acceptance, of course, once the blood becomes pasul, it becomes pasul. But we let you finish the process, meaning if you finish the process, the inyan pigul, it's considered rasom. Which means, you know, of course you're not going to get kapara. The gabe, everything else, this leftover blood is considered water. Of course you had a pigul, so that. But the gabe to be hayav pigul, it'll work. Our assumption in that question was, what do you mean? It's water, therefore there'll be no pigul in such a case. No. We're going to consider it blood le'inyan pigul. To mechayev the guy karet if he eats the meat. We'll consider this a legitimate process. And therefore, it works. It's considered as if it was done kadim. Take a regular case where you sprinkle the blood pigul. The animal's pasul already. You sprinkle the pisul. We let him finish it. To mechayev pigul. That's what it says. If you finish the process, even though it's really pasul, but not pigul, it can be hayav karet. So it's not over here. Now the Gemara goes into a side point. You told me there's 43 sprinklings.
47.
They used to put the four sprinklings on the Mizbeah, on the corners of the Mizbeah. So it's a mahluk how they did it. Some say they sprinkled the Dhamma Pad and Dhamma Say together, and they sprinkled four. You know, together. So therefore that's only four. But some say, no, they sprinkled the par separately and the sa'ir separately. So therefore it's an extra four. That makes it 43, makes it 47. But it says 48. It says, like a shah. Ha-keman da'amar shirayim ma'akivim. Ha-keman da'amar shirayim lo ma'akivim. What do they do with the leftover blood? They put it on the base of the mizbeah. So if you know that the shirayim is ma'akiv, you have to do it on the mizbeah. That's 48. So it's 47 because the business of the Shiraim is not Ma'akev the Kapara, therefore it's only 47. So that's the details of how you get to those numbers. Okay, now we learned above. According to the Hakamim, we learned in the Braita above. At the time of Haktarat HaKomets. Okay, let's review. At the time of, there's two times you can have more times. You can have Pigul from the Komets, and then there's procedures. There's the Kemitza, you can have a Mahshava, and then I put it in the Keli, that's a Mahshava. I can have walking it.
chaura, and then putting it on the mizbeach. The Braita's language was, at the time of the haktara, when I was putting in the korban, was putting it on the mizbeach, I had a machshava of pigul, meaning I'm going to eat the shirayim later on, but he didn't have it on the lebona. He had it on the kimitza, but not on the lebona. So that's what we said is considered the hatsi hamatir. And we had two different people. We said it's two different people. Therefore, we don't say it's kol ha'osei al dat ishuna osa. Just a side point. That's how we have to answer that question. Which means at the time of the haktara, his kavanah was on the kometz and not on the levona. So we said in that case over there, it's hatsi hamatir. Okay. Now let's say he had pigul at the time of the kimitza. Go back to the braita. The braita's language was, it's very important to get this braita good. The braita's language was, etiver avachaba avurav avamin the braita. Maybe the very mamurim bekmitza ubematan kli ubiluch. That when do we say all these cases over here? That what? That chutz lezmano the matara achat makes pigul. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong thing. It's about the comets. When did we say b'mid devarim amurim sheminha nasa pigul because of the machshava that he had the komets? That's when he had a machshavat in the kibitza, in the matan kli, or in the hiluch. There's no lebona in those stages. Let's go back to that because we didn't explain it then, and we need to explain this now. The Braita said that there's certain stages that are exclusively to the komets. That the Levona is not involved in. Komets is one of those stages. No komets on the Levona. Hiluch. There's no komets in the Levona. I skipped a stage. Putting it in the Keli. There's no komets in putting it in the Keli. Kiddush Keli. So therefore, in all those stages, Bekimisa, Matan Keli, Ubehiluch, since there's no Levona in that procedure, so therefore, the law is going to be, you're not going to be hayab, I'm sorry, you will be hayab pigul because there's no levona in those procedures. At the time of the kemitza, my mashia was dafka on the flower, not on the levona. Good, there's only flower anyway at the stage. In the hiluch, or in the putting it in the keli. All those stages only have kemitza, but at the haktara, there's two things in the haktara. You burn the kemitza, then you burn the levona. So that's already hatsi amatir. She's in the other procedures where there's no levona bichlal, so levona arukif, you don't think about the levona. It's considered kol matir. Because that avodah only has one matir to it. That's when you have two matirim. I put this on the mizbayah, I put that on the mizbayah. Oh, so really all this was discussing over here was at the time of the haktara. And if you look at the brightness of Avodah B'Shat Ba'al haktara, then we make a chiduk. Oh, you did the komet, you did the... That's why the haktara was an issue. Because that's an item that the levona enters. The Levona doesn't enter until Haktara. Right. There's no...
So it's
Pigul, right. Pigul, exactly. Komets as well.
Each stage is judged differently.
Correct. Each stage, so what's the matir at this stage? The only matir here is Komets. There's no Levona yet. Komets, Hiluch, Kli, no problem. Haktara, we said the problem. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question. The Gemara is going to say like this, Ibayidu, Pigel beholacha mahu. Let's say he made pigul at the time of the holacha. I thought we said in the Braita one of the cases was holacha. Bekmisa matan kli ubhiluch. Okay, so let's see what the question over here is. Pigul bigul holacha, which means you're bringing the komets to the mizbeach. Mao. Do we say that that's pigul b'chatzi matir? Because I guess in holacha you have to take the levona also to the mizbeach. So there is. There might not be comments in it. There might not be putting it in a kli lekiddush, but there is holacha lemizbeach. So therefore, the question would be holacha lemizbeach. We got big comments, and I only had kavanah for comments. I didn't have kavanah for levona. Is that going to be considered chatsi matir or not? But I thought the braita said holacha bekmisa umatan kli ubhiluch. Yeah, it did say hiluch in the braita. It did say hiluch, but it says over here gemara lehalan. תציין של מעשי יש עבודת הידוך גם בלבונה כשמולכים אותה לקטן המזבר ותבל כאן את הברייטה. So the Gemara, they have to explain what this means over here, הילוך. This is a problem now, because now the Gemara, above its משמע, הילוך no issue. Because הילוך only applies to comets, doesn't apply to לבונה. Now the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? What about הילוך? הילוך applies to לבונה as well.
It's essential.
Oh, very good. That's Gemara's going to answer. That's Gemara's going to answer. Wait, go slow. The Gemara's going to answer. That's Amar Rabbi Hanan. First, Rabbi Hanan says, Holacha kishmitza. Which means, just like kishmitza, it's considered Avodah Shilema. That what? Sotur Holacha. And therefore, if you're Mefagel, this be good. Which means, just like by comments, it's considered Avodah Shilema. Even though you didn't think of the Levona, because no Levona at that stage. Same thing with Holacha. Holacha is considered an Avodah Hashuva. Legabe the kibitza, legabe the flower. And that's it. This be good. The Nishtakish is the Chaydush. Nishtakish Amar Holacha Kehaktara. He comes along and says, no, it's like Haktara. And just like by Haktara, if you don't have the Levona in mind, it's Hatia Batir. Because what's the law of Haktara? Both have to go on the Mizbeah. And since both have to go on the Mizbeah, so to Holacha, since the Shekhi is going to say maybe, that since both have to be walked, so therefore you only had Kavana on half, therefore it's no Pigul. So Gemara says, wait. Bishama l'Shekish, ikan name Holacha dilbona. Which is according to Shekish, I understand. The Levonah's walked. And therefore, since you have to walk the Levonah to the Mizbeah, and therefore if you only had Kavana on the Komet, it's Hati and Matir. Because you had at this stage of the Holacha, you only had Kavanah for half of what's done with Holacha. Because you have to walk to the Mizbeah as well. Ela Rabbi Yohanan, my Tama. But Rabbi Yohanan, you have to walk to the Levonah to the Mizbeah as well. Hi, it's Hatiya Matir. Amar Rabbah Kasama Rabbi Yohanan. And here's a very, very important rule of Rabbi Yohanan. Kol Avodah She'ena Materet. Avodah Hashuvahi Lefagel Aleha Lefne Atzma. Oh, what does this mean? Kol avodah she'ena materet. Any avodah that's not matir the korban, la'achila or la'haktara. For example, holacha is not matir anything. It's not like zirikat adam or haktara. Holacha is it's a service, but it's like a technical. You got to get it to the mizbeah. You got to do it, but it's not matir anything. So any avodah that's not a matir, so Rabbi Yohanan calls it avodah hashuvahi. Le'inyan what? Le'fagel alea b'fnei hatzma. That it be able to make a pigul at the time, even though you don't have kavanah for all the batirim. We don't have a sevara for this yet. But that's what he's saying. Any time a person does an avodah hashuvah like this, that it's not matir anything really, then even if you didn't have kavanah pigul on the whole matir, it's going to affect it. V'inei holacha is avodah she'ena me'akevet. Right? Because by the way, I'll tell you why it's not, it doesn't affect it. Why holacha is not really essential. Because I can get to the mizbeah without a holacha. Let's say I had 20 coins lined up. I just passed it to each one, and nobody walked. So it's not, you don't need a holacha base. I could bypass the holacha, and still the korban is okay. So it's not a matir, but still it's considered a avodah she'ena materet, but it's called avodah hashuvah, and therefore it's able to make it. What's the sevara on that? We need to get a sevara on that. So he brings over here. I know. He was bringing from the Shitamiko Betzin. Me'achal sholachay avodah giru'ah. It's really avodah giru'ah. I know the Gemara is calling it avodah hashuvah. It's avodah hashuvah l'nyam pigul. But it's an avodah giru'ah in itself. It's a menial avodah. She'ena materet en kowach be'olachat lebona le'akevet machshevet pigul be'olachat ha'komets. Which means, since it's such a menial item, the Levona is not going to hold it back. On Avodah Hashuvah, you have to have a full Kavanah to make the Pigul. You have to have Kavanah, Haktaraz, Avodah Hashuvah. You have to have Kavanah on this and on that. Mashaken on Avodah Giru'ah, even if you had Mashava just on the comments of it, the Levona is not going to affect it. The Levona is not going to make it not Pigul. I mean, because it's like because it's so menial, that's why it becomes more effective in the Gala Pigul. Bi'ud. Kashira Mahshaba mefagelet the Avodah betorat matir. Kegon Haktara. Sarik lashib bechol a matir. You want a matir the Korban now? Haktara is a matir, yeah? You want a matir the Korban? Your covenant has to be on everything. But when it's a non-matir, then anything will be able to make a Pigul. Because it's a non-matir, it's more weak in the sense that anything can ruin it. Mashaken to be matir the korban, haktaraz matir the korban. Oh, then you better do it correctly, because that's power. Matir is a power. You're not even a matir. So that any little mashava is able to be mefagel. That's the way I explain it. בהכרה שמחשבה מועילה בה מחמת עצם מחשיב הכבודה. Okay. So we have a question. Let's review the question now. The question is, you just asked me a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. Not a question, we have a pshat now. Which means, Rabbi Yochanan, you told me that what? Holacha, even half is going to be a pigul. What's the logic? According to Rish Lakish, I understand. I understand why there's no pigul. Because Barman Levona has holacha also. So you only had kavanah for the holacha, you only had kavanah for the comets at the time of holacha. Hasi amatir, there's no pigul. But the Yohanan, there's Levona, there's holacha as well. He says, no, since this is a type of avodah, that's avodah giruah, it's avodah that's not matir anything. Also, an avodah that's not matir anything, even on half of matir, is going to make pigul. That's the Yohanan's logic. Basically, for the rest of this couple of lines, it's not a matir.
Right.
That's why, because it's not a matir. It's an avodah hashra and yapigul. I explained this about already.
But can't someone only be mefagel when he's doing something with a matir?
It is an avodah. We're not saying it's not an avodah.
But it's not so
part of the avodah, but it's avodah sheno matir. The law is to make pigul, it's got to be done during one of the major avodot. Okay, it's an avodah sheno matir, but. Okay, Adabah, because not matir, so therefore anything can make me pigul on it. Gemara says, Amale Abaye. We'll go through one question now. Hare, shechitat echad min hakibasim. Okay, slaughtering one of the kibasim of Shavuot. Kibse aseret, right? Da'avoda she'ena matireti. Okay, slaughtering is not matir anything. Correct. What's matir? The blood. The blood is matir, the lechem. The slaughtering of the animal is not matir anything, correct? So therefore, let's call it a rule. It's called an avodah she'ena materet, and therefore the chaura, even half of a machshava should make pigul. However, ufrigi, and still the rabbis argue and say, what did not? Shehat echad merkevasim nechol shtei halot lemachad, ektir echad merbazikim nechol shtei slim lemachad, rabbi meir omer pigul, ayah bimona kerev, achim omerim, en bo karet, ad sheipakir bekol abatir. He says you got to slaughter both animals, because you have to call a matir. What do you mean? If you tell me shechita is not considered really a matir, so therefore even half should make a pigul according to him. You gave me a rule. Avodah she'ena matira hashuva li'anyan pigul. And therefore the slaughtering of one animal is considered avodah she'ena hashuva based on your principle of Yohanan. And therefore even half, why did you argue and say there's no karet, the karet should be karet? Good? Amale, v'savad lechem betanur kadosh, שחיטת כבשים מקדשה לה, והבא לקדש, כבא להתיר דמה. אבל הקדום says, what makes these breads, these two לחמים קדוש, by the way? What, the fact you put them in the oven? The oven is not מקדש them. The שחיטה makes them קדוש. And therefore, since the שחיטה makes them קדוש, that's considered a matir. Our question was, the שחיטה is not a matir. And guess what? It is a matir. Because part of it, at the time the שחיטה, the לחמים become קדוש. And then once they become kadosh, so therefore it's considered, that's not considered like a holacha, where it's not a matir. It is a matir. It makes them kadosh, which eventually will become mutar to eat. And therefore, you need to have a full kabbalah for the pigul. Yes, shaitan makes the breads kadosh, locks them in. Nothing. They're not kadosh. What was the oven? Was the oven that did it? No.
Gemara continues. Tiv Rav Shimi Bar Ashe Aharim Omrim.
This is talking about slaughtering the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach you have to slaughter for the group. So let's say you have a group over here that are Mulim and Arelim. Mulim is circumcised people and Arelim. Arelim are non-circumcised. So the Mishnah, it says in the Braita, Ahalim Omrim, who's Ahalim? Ahalim is a Bimeir. So it says, let's say you slaughtered the Korban Pesach for both these groups. Higdim, Mulim, Arelim. Let's say the Kavanah was, when he was slaughtering the Korban has two simanim, the kanin de veshet. So Gemara is going to explain, it's talking about where you slaughtered one of the simanim for mulim. Your kavanah was for the circumcised people. And the other siman that you were slaughtering, your kavanah was for arelim, for the non-circumcised, kasher. Mulim come first, it's kasher. Hegdim, arelim, the mulim, pasul. But if you put arelim in the first kavanah, it's going to be pasul. Now that's Achanim Shita. If you go to Masechet Pesachim, you're going to see that the Rabbanan argue on this. The Rabbanan say, Arelim and Mulim is kasher, doesn't matter what you put first, what you put second. As long as you have Mulim in the picture, it's kasher. But Rabbi Meir makes a haluk what you put first. If you put Mulim first in your kavanah, it's kasher. If you put Arelim first, no good. Bekai Malan, the Bahatsim Matir, Baligi. What's the mahlukah over here? The mahlukah is going to be over here on Hatsiyam Matir, which means we're talking about over here, where let's say you were magdim arelim to mudim. So let's say you slaughtered the first siman, the kaneh, and your kavanah was l'shem arelim bilvad. That arelim is no good, because you're not allowed to slaughter the korban pesach for non-circumcised people. And then the second siman of the animal you slaughtered for mudim. So therefore, we're going to say what? That the shechita is matira only when you have two simanim. So therefore, one siman is considered chatzi hamatir, which means each siman is considered half the matir, because for the korban to be permissible, you need both simanim. Each siman on its own is considered hatsiyah matir. Rabbi Meir holds, according to Shita, that's just like pigul is b'hatsiyah matir. Let's get Rabbi Meir Shita again. Rabbi Meir Shita was, if you just made pigul on the komet, and you didn't make pigul on the lebona, the mincha is already pigul, because you don't need to make pigul on the whole matir, you need pigul only on the hatsiyah matir. So similarly over here, when a person, let's say, he has arelim on the first siman, right, arelim on the first siman, so it's going to be posel at the Pesach. Because bottom line, you have a kavanah, which is a pasul kavanah, or even though it's only on half, just like half makes pigul, half will render the korban unfit. Okay? Now what's the reason why if he would do mulim first it would be okay? Because the Mishnah said, "Ekdim mulim arelim," then it's kasher. Well, unless you say he did it, but it says clearly he did mulim and then he did arelim. Why is it good? Ken. 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 אבל אם זה היה, אם שתק, אם שתק היה טוב, אני מסכים, אם שתק היה טוב, כל עכשיו דעת לישון הוא עושה, אבל כשהיה לו כוונה לערלים, זה גם הוא מפגל, לא מפגל, הוא מחשבה שלו לשמה בחצי. מה מבדיל? הוא אומר פה, היינו חיתוך הסימן לישון לשם ערלים בלבד חל פסול בקורבן. ומה שמחשב אחר כך בעבודה של השם מולים, אינו יכול להקשיב. אולם ברשע של הברייתא, הקדים מולים לערלים. מדובר בקוד שחשב בסימן ראשון לשם מולים, ובסימן השני הוסיף גם ערלים. נמצא שאפילו בעצים מתיר השני הייתה קוברים מחשב מקסת אוכל. זאת אומרת, and the second סימן, yeah, both. First was מולים, and then מולים וערלים. So then in that case over there, where it was מולים really on both. Even though he added arelim in there, it's not going to affect the court to be meir. That's already, you can see you have it coming out throughout. Oh, except now. But when you add arelim first, what does it be meir hold? That just like, legabe pigul. Hatsi is going to be making pigul, so hatsi matir over here by the first siman will also render the korban no good. Oh, now, and the Mishnah over there argues on the bimir. Mishnah over there says that in mefagilim b'hatsi amatir, that's the rabbi's opinion, that in order to make pigul, you have to have it on the whole thing. Similarly over here, when you're slaughtering the korban pesach, if you have half-half doesn't have the ability to eat posel, it's got to be, I mean, if you did the whole thing, the shem arelim, and the rabbis will say it's okay, then it's pasul. But half-half is hatsi amatir, and therefore the rabbis are going to say the korban pesach is kashir. Oh, now we get to the question. Now, we know that the shechita, let's review. Rabbi Yochanan told us a rule that any service, he was talking about holacha, Rabbi Yochanan, any service that's not a matir. Holacha, for example, is not matir anything. Komet is matir. Haktara is matir. But just walking the menchatrim as well, it's not matir anything. It's a service, but it's not matir anything. So Rabbi Yochanan's rule is like this. In any avodah that's not a matir, even the rabbis will agree that hatsi matir is mefagil. Even half will be mefagil. So, v'ilach ha'orah, you're doing it to shechita. The shechita is not matir anything. The zedikat adam is matir the korban pes, but the shechita is not matir. Oh, so according to you, rabbis that hold that the shechita is not matir, why you Rahman explain even half should be posel, which is even if you just had a kavana on half of the matir, faradim it should be posel.
So Gibras Amar le mi sabar dam be sabar be emak kadosh dam sakin mikachale ve'abali kadesh kebala tir dam. The Gibras Amar says, what do you think the blood that's in the neck of the animal, when does it become kadosh? Just when it's in the neck? No. What makes the blood kadosh? The fact that the knife was cutting and making the shechita. So since the shechita is mekadesh the blood, and the blood is the matir, it's considered shechita is the matir as well. Shechita is preparing the blood to be sprinkling. Therefore, it's like a regular avodah. Shechita is like haktara. Shechita is like the kumis. And therefore, since it's considered a regular, legitimate avodah of matir, what does it mean matir? It's mekadesh the dam. Therefore, you need pigul and the whole thing. You need the machshava and the whole thing. That's where we're answering. We thought, what is the shechita? Shechita is nothing. The blood is the item. No, the shechita is mekadesh the dam. And then the Gemara says, habali kadesh kebali atir damen. Once you're being mekadesh the blood, that's like you're coming to be matir the animal. Therefore, the rule is, according to the rabbis, you need pigul bechol, but pigul b'chatzi and matir is not going to be pigul. And I go on the other shita, which was the shita of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish held like this. He said like this: holacha kehaktara. What does that mean? We all agree at the time of the haktara, that's the time you're bringing the mincha on the mizbeah. If you only had kavana for, let's say, for the kometz to make pigul, but he didn't have kavana on the libona. He only had kavana on hef. So then the rabbis say that since in haktara there's two parts of haktara, two things are burnt on the mizbeah. The kometz is burnt on the mizbeah, and the libona is burnt on the mizbeah. When you only had kavana legabe the kometz, meaning, let's say, at the time of the kometz, you had kavanah to eat the shirayim tomorrow, but you didn't have kavanah at the time of the levona, so you only had kavanah pigul on half the matir, so therefore it's not going to be considered pigul. Similarly, the Rabbi Rajakish said, holacha. Now, holacha, you have to walk it to the mizbeah. Which parts of the mincha do you walk to the mizbeah? Both parts. You walk the solet, and you walk the levona. So since both parts are in the holacha, so therefore if you only have kavanah on the komet, and you have kavanah on the levona, it's half of the matir. Just like by haktara, half of the matir, so to by holacha, half the matir. The rule of pigul is like this. Whenever you need both, whenever both items are in play, the komets and levona, and you only have kavanah legabe one of them, it's chatziyah matir, therefore it's not pigul. By haktara, you need to put both on the mizbeah. Therefore, it's chatziyah matir. By holacha, what do you have to walk to the mizbeah? You walk both to the mizbeah. So therefore, similarly, the shakish is going to say, holacha ka haktara. Ma haktara yesh inyan shel chatziyah matir. So to the holacha, if you only have kavanah on the komet, we don't have kavanah on the Levona, the time of the Levona, so therefore it's not going to be considered a pigul as well. Now the Gemara is going to question that shita of Rish Lakish. Right, that was Rish Lakish above. Holacha kehaktara. Keshem shehaktara takomets yishvel hakatsi matir, kach gam beholacha takomets. Lefikach ein mohila mashu pigul beholacha takomets lebado. You need kavana on the komets and on the Levona as well. The only other comments? Nothing. Question now. Hashema. Okay, this was a braita that we had on Tet Zayin Amud Rishon. The braita we had on Amud Aleph. Hashema. Bame devarim amurim. When do we say that the menha becomes pigul? At the time of the comments, when you take the kemitza. Oh, so Yabra says, bikmitza. And these following services, this is when pigul takes place. Bikmitza, we know that. Ummatankli, when you're putting the, solid in the keli, right? You make the kemitza, you put it in the keli. Ubiluch. Okay, but what does hiluch mean? Hiluch lechavra says, my lab, hiluch daktara. Oh, what does hiluch daktara mean? Sounds like you're walking, hiluch daktara, walking to the mizbeah. Hiluch. Oh, now what does it say? There's pigul over there, even only on the komets, which is, even if I didn't have kavanah on the levona, if I just had kavanah on the komets, at the time of the kemitza, I didn't even think about levona. I just thought about the kometz to eat the shirayim for tomorrow.
Right, so if I did that at the time of the kibitza, titishinaim tomorrow, pigul. What else? I put it in the keli, the shem titishinaim tomorrow, pigul. I'm walking it. What am I kavarat titishinaim tomorrow, pigul? Even though there's only one over here. Yudish, like he said, that to be pigul, you have to have kavanah at the time of the comets, at the time of the, on the solid and on the levona. But here it's mashma, that on the time of the holachal mizbeach, you only have to have kavanah on the on the mincha itself, without the levona, to make pigul. Question against the shtakish. Give us a law. Hiluch de matan kli. Aha. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about the walking to put it into the keli. We thought it's about walking to the mizbeach. No, it's not walking to the mizbeach. Walk to the mizbeach, that's holacha. To make pigul, you have to have both. You have to have kavanah for the comets to eat, or the shirayim tomorrow, and then do it in the levona as well. He was talking about what? You made the comets. Now you're walking it to put it in the kli sharet. That holacha over there is already not considered hatsiya matir, because there's no matan kli by levona. This action of putting it in the kli, you don't put the levona in this kli. So therefore pigul will be only on the... When you're walking into the keli, when you're walking to put in the keli, זה נחשב מה? זה עצם הקלי. זה חלק לשים את זה בקלי. כן, אז לכן, just like, when you're walking into the keli, to put it in, do you walk the levona to the keli? No, the levona doesn't go into the keli. Oh, since the levona doesn't go into the keli, what's the whole matir over here? The mincha. So therefore, the kavana at the mincha, just at this point, will make pigul. That's why it says in the Brayta. We thought it says holacha. Said, oh, holacha. There's only one holacha that we know. Holacha to the mizbeach. And it's saying what? That if you have kavana of pigul at that point over there, it's pigul. But you didn't have kavana to the levona yet. Oh, question against the shtakish. No, it's not talking about this holakat and mizbeah. It's talking about the holakat to put it in the kli. Now, this we agree. Because holakat and the kli, there's no levona at this stage. There's no levona in the kli. Then what's called a matir? Then the shtakish will agree. Given us, there's only one problem. Given us, b'matan kli ubhiluch, b'hiluch ubmatan kli mifa'ile. The braita's backwards. Because the braita says b'matan kli, and then walking. But it's reverse. It should say walking and then matan kli, because you're walking into the kli first. Kabbalah says halakashia tli hache. Okay, so switch it around. And that's your question. Switch it around. Kabbalah says wait. According to the shlakish, if you continue the braita, you have a question on the shlakish. Why it says ba lo lehaktara? It says now let's say he comes to the haktara. He's coming to the haktara of the comet and the levona. So Hachamim come along and say, there's no karet until you mefagel b'chol ha-matir. You have to have kavanah on the komets and at the levona. Now, smashma that the Hachamim are arguing on the bimeir only by the avodah of the haktara. Which means, why did Hachamim only argue the gabe haktara? They should have argued according to this, the gabe the holacha as well. Because we're talking about now... the holacha where we have a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, the rabbi should argue on that, which means it's saying, I'm reading the braita now. Ba lo de haktara, it says when you came to the haktara, we have a machlok at Hakamim Rabbi Meir. So it comes in and says, ba lo lo holacha mev'ile. It should say, aval ba lo lo holacha ul haktara, which means not the machlok is not only on the haktara. The machlok is on the holacha as well, which is we have a machloket. We have two machlokot there. On the haktara, we have everybody agrees that when it comes to haktara, it's going slow. When it comes to haktara, so you have to have two kavanot, right? There's komets at the haktara and there's levona at the time of the haktara. So the hachamim say, listen, to make pigul, it's not enough to have pigul thoughts during the haktara of the komet. You have to have pigul at the time of the haktara of the levona, kol ha-matir. And what does the bimir hold? No, the bimir says even kavana at the time of the komets, that's going to be considered enough. Hatzi ha-matir is enough. It's mefagin. Okay, good. Now, the way the shlakish is learning is what? That Oh, so we had a question. That's Haktara. That's the Mahlok of Haktara. The question, what about Hodaka? What about Hodaka? Hodaka to the Mizbeya. So according to the Shtakish, that's the Mahlokah as well. Which means, Hodaka to the Mizbeya, according to the rabbis, they're going to say, you have to have, according to the Shtakish, the Hodaka to the Mizbeya, the Shtakish said that you have to be mefagel on both. You have to be mefagel on the Haktara, on the comments, and you have to have the Haktara on the, because this item applies also to Levona. Just like you walk the comments to the Mizbeah, you walk the Levona to the Mizbeah. Oh, so therefore the rabbis argue in that case. Why did it say in the Bright that they're only arguing on the Haktara? They should have argued even on the Holacha. Even on the Hiluk, which is the Bright, is that Haktara, Mahloket. You're right, there's Mahloket. I'm saying there's no Mahloket, but there's Mahloket on the stage before that. So Gemara says, "Hanakasha, kivad holacha tzurik lehaktara, he kari lehaktara. It's included in haktara. Listen, how do you get to the haktara? You got to go to holacha for. So haktara includes haktara, but gam holacha lehaktara. We're not going to answer mahlokin on that case. Ela, only problem is the following, and we're not going to answer this question. Natan et hakometz b'shtika. It says, let's say put the comments on the mizbeah b'shtika." Okay, so he put the comments on the Mizbeah b'shtika, no problem. And then he had a machshava in the Levona. So it says, holich miv'ele. It should have said, if he walked and put the comments, which is why didn't it mention the holacha. It only mentioned natanita comments, meaning you put the comments on the Mizbeah. So you did half. You did. Natanet the comments on the Mizbeah. Okay, so far so good. And then you had a machshava at the time of the Levona for Pigul. So the rabbi is going to tell you half. Half is not Pigul. Now, why did it say Natanet the comments on the Mizbeah? It should have said Holich Meveile. It should have said Im Holich veNatanet the comments. It should have gave you the procedure that if you walked and put the comments on the Mizbeah, why would I have to say that? So he writes over Mizishelos Krakan Holacha. Which means, again, once you're telling me, Rish Lakish, that the rabbis are arguing on holacha itself, on Hatzi and Matir, that they're saying, well, the holacha, you have to have covenant on both. The Braita should say somewhere holacha. The Braita doesn't mention holacha b'chlav. What the Braita mentions is, balo lehaktir. Okay, when it says aktir, it means holacha as well, included. Then it says, when you put it on the Mizbeah, it should say, holech mivayle. Okay, kasha. Which means the main question against the Shlakish is why in the Braita then didn't it mention there's a machloket by holacha? The Braita only discussed haktara, but the Chavra quoted the Shlakish even in the holacha stage. How come you say you need to have kol hamatir? Why did the Braita say that? Okay, the Braita doesn't say it. You're right, dohak, but kasha. We're not going to answer that question. But the Shlakish holds what he holds. So the Maaseh, let's just review the machloket we have over between the Shlakish and the Yohanan. But haktara is no machloket. Haktara, the rabbis will say you need kol hamatir. Ben be komets, ben be levona. Walking to the Mizbeah, Rabbanan will say even half is okay. Kotel Yohanan. Kotel Shtakish, haktara ve holacha, ze oto davar. How come they didn't mention the word holacha in the Braita? Gaga. Okay. New question. Interesting sheila. Again, it's all by Pigul. Hektir shum shum le'echol shum shum ad shekala komets kulo. Okay. He took a sumsum, like a small seed, kolshu, and he put it on the Mizbeah. Komets.
Yeah, the komets is a handful, let's say, right? He didn't put the whole thing on the Mizbeah one time.
He took a little of the komets, he put it on the Mizbeah, with kavanah to eat a kolshu of the shirayim tomorrow. And then he took another kolshu and put it on the Mizbeah. With coming out to eat another kol shehu tomorrow of the shirayim. That's the way he did it. So here, you're not putting the matir on the mizbeah at one time, and you're not having kavanah on the whole thing of the shirayim at one time. You're doing it in stages. So the question is like this. You finished all comets. And the levona also you finished, by the way. Which is every time. It's not a hatsi matir issue over here. You did the whole comets of flour, and you did the whole comets of Levona. So you got the whole matir in. You just did it in
in increments. Bishurim, cold shoe, cold shoe for cold shoe to eat tomorrow of the Shirai. So Gemara says machloket. If it's davar, I'm in davar, I'm sheshat. Three way machloket over here. Hadamar pigul, hadamar pasul, hadamar kasher. So you got everything. All the answers over here. Pigul is the worst thing. Pigul is hayaf karet. Pasul is pasul with rabbanan, no karet, and then kasher. Kasher is no problem. Now the Gemara is going to have to explain all the three. Shitot. Lema manda amar pigul can be meir. Okay, the one that's going to say pigul can be found to be meir because the meir holds that this pigul behasim matir, and therefore in this case over here, when you brought a drop on the mizbeah and your kavanah was for part of the shirayim, so bottom line at the time that you put the kolchu, it's hasim matir, not the whole. הגמרא תשאל את זה, גמרא תשאל את זה, גמרא תשאל את זה. אבל בהווה אמינא, the Gemara is saying that since I put a kolshu on the mizbeach, so that's already a chatzi matir. At each stage is chatzi matir. I didn't do it all together, so I put it each separately. So that's going to be considered pigul. I want to say it's a bimir. Okay, what's the next shita? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi is 1, 2, 3 lines down. Can it be meir? That we're forgetting chatzi matir. What can I mean? Kol shumshum v'shumshum hatzilak hatzimatir. Exactly. Every kol shum that you put on the mizbeah, it's hatzilak matir. So therefore, it's pigul. What's the next shita?
Only on the whole. I thought we said only hatzimatir on the whole.
Wait, the Gemara is going to reject this, but at this point over here, the Gemara is saying that since at the time of the kavanah, what was I putting on the mizbeah? Half the matir, not even half the matir. When it says half, doesn't mean that half. It means not the whole thing. So bottom line, my kavanah was on a simsum. Oh, and you see it's pigul. So you see half the matir, it must be the bimis pigul. Right, and the rabbis that said there's no karet on hatsi and matir, but they said it's pasul with rabbanan. So that the rabbis that said pasul is pasul. Umad amar kasher ki rabbi. Rabbi came along, if you remember, and said by the kibse aseret. What was this case by the kibse aseret? You have two kibasim on Shavuot, and they come in matir two loaves of bread. So it said he said over there shehatsi achilot b'shne hatsi matir ena mistarfim afil luksot the korban. What was that case over there? Rabbi Urabi Baraita shim shahat echad mekibse aseret. You have two kibse aseret. You slaughtered one of the kibasim adad lechol lemahar katsi zayit mehar halot, and then you slaughtered another one also with kavanah to eat a katsi zayit of the other halah. So you had two. Korbanot, and each one a half a kizayit from one of the halot. Rabbi said in that case over there, it's kasher. Why? Hadinu shakorban kasher legamne ve'eno pasul afilu medrabanan. Ta'amosh Rabbi, why? Shishteh machshavot odot hatsi kizayit ena mistarfot. Shishkol echad haya katsi matir acher. Which means, you don't mistaref the two items. Tabi haya yata ve'kizayit. There's no kezayit over here. It's chatsi matir on one hala and chatsi matir on another hala. So Rabbi held, you don't mistaref these two matirin, or these two matirin, the kevis of this one and the kevis of that one together. Therefore, kasher, it's not even an issue at all. So the same thing over here. You put the little simsum on the mizbeah. So for a simsum of shirayim that you can eat tomorrow. So that's nothing. That's less than the hatsiyam. We're not going to misteref the two things together, and therefore it's kasher. So we find the three opinions. Now the Gemara is going to say, hold it. No comparison between the three cases. Mimai del ma'ad kano kamar bi meir hatam ela dechashiv b'shi'uro abal achad dechashiv b'shi'uro la midiuk. Which means, in that case over there, when did Rabbi Meir say that there's pigul, where you brought the whole comets, but what? It's hatsiya meti, because you didn't, let's say, bring the levona with the pigul, but at least you brought the whole comets at the same time. If you brought the whole comets at the same time, with a machshevet pigul, that's hatsiya matir. But maybe in this case it's not pigul, because I didn't even bring the whole comets at the same time. I just brought Gergir of the comet, so that's much less. Furthermore, the Adkalu Kami Rabbanan Hatam, and the Lohishib Bekulim Matir, but Akad Hashib Bekulim Matir, Akan Amed Fagil. I can say it the other way now. The rabbis, when did they say that there's no Pigul and Hasiyam Matir?
when you really only had Hatzei Matir at the end of the day. You only brought Kometz, you didn't bring the Levonah. But here at the end of the day, you brought the Kometz and the Levonah, albeit you brought it in increments. Could be the rabbis will say this case is Bikul. Not only that, the Adkar lo kamar bihatam, el adelo hadar malyeh me'ota avodah. In that case of Rabbi Meir, each avodah, each shechita only had a half a kezayin. Shechitat kevesahat, chatzi zayit lechem for machan. Shechita sheni lechatzi zayit. You never filled the avodah with the kezayin. However, Rabban Acha meota the hadar malyeh meota avodah hakelam edem pasil. But here in the kometz itself, which is the same avodah, you eventually got it away. Kizayit. Could be one of you not mistadev. I did a avodat shechita for half. This is done. I don't go back to this. Now I do another shechita, which is a different avodah, for half. Oh, that you cannot be mistadev. But when I do the same avodah, and eventually it gets to a kizayit, could be even a B is going to hold. It's a problem. So therefore, you wanted to make it so simple. Pigur bimir and pasul rabbanan. Kasher B. Who says these cases are intrinsically different? Ela. Think about saying it like this. Now we make a beautiful interpretation. Man de amar pigul devre hakol, which means the one that says pigul can be going like everybody. The Bimeir can definitely say pigul. Even the rabbis can say pigul, and even the B can say pigul. Because bottom line, in this case, you ended up bringing everything, and you ended up being befagel the whole item. Although it was in increments, if you say pigul, pigul can be the devre hakol. Man damar pasul devre hakol, and if you say pasul, it can also be devre hakol. Meaning, Rabbi Meir won't go so far to say it's pasul over here, because when did Rabbi Meir say pigul? That's when you did the whole kometz in one shot. But maybe Rabbi Meir will say when you did it in increments, you lower it, and if I could say he holds pasul, Rabbanan for sure can say pasul, and even Rabbi only says when you did half, but when you did the whole thing. The old comments when a kazayit could be also say pasul. Uman de amar kasher devre akol, and the one that says kasher can be devre akol as well. Now the Gemara explains, and I explained this already to you. Man de amar pigul devre akol kasabar. He's going to like this. Derech achila bekach ve derech haktara bekach. That's what you have to say. According to the one that says everybody says it's pigul, you have to say it's derech achila to eat a little at a time, and you have to say it's derech haktara also to bring a little of a time, and therefore the machshava is a machshava because this is considered an achila, and the avodah is the avodah because haktara b'ksat is considered avodah. So you have a machshava on an achila. Perfect. Therefore, it's a pigul because eventually you can end up having the full kometz and the full levona on the full shiraim, although it was done in increments. Once you tell me haktara b'miksah shem haktara ve'achila b'miksah shem achila, so you have all the ingredients of a pigul deoraita. You have an avodah, which is an avodah, and you have a haktara, and you have the whole shiur. Man damar pasul devrakol kasavar derech achila bekach. Ve'en derech haktara bekach. According to the opinion that says pasul, no banan. Why? Although derech achila bekach, people eat, let's say, a little at a time. So your machshava, let's say, for the shiraim was a considered machshava, but in derech haktara bekach, it's not the derech to do an avodah by putting a simson on the mizbeach for each time, and therefore v'havala kemencha shelo huktera. You know what comes out? This haktara was on a haktara. What's the din, stam? I have a mincha that I didn't make a haktara on it. What's the din? So it's going to be asur, right? That's what Torah in this case. Now we're learning the Uraita. Because once you tell me I didn't make a haktara, which is this haktara is nothing. It's not pigul. I didn't do anything. So imagine I just stopped midway in the Qurban, in the Minha. I got all the way to the Mizbayah, and I bailed out. I didn't make the haktara. What's the deen if you eat this over here? It's asur. Asur the Uraita. You didn't make haktara. It's Kodesh. You didn't make haktara on it. Oh, so this is the same case over here. It's not pigul. It's not pigul. Yeah, it's meila, something like that. But it's not pigul. But the point is pasul. This way pasul deoraita. Because why? Since haktara in derech bekach masut haktara be increments. So therefore, I didn't do an avodah. So what did I do? I had a machshava, but I had a machshava not at the time of a avodah. I didn't know avodah. Oh, so the gerim rechavah rechtara. So it's right. And the man damar kasher. Devrei akol kasavat derech asara bekach ben derech achila bekach. The one that says kasher is very good also. Derech haktara bekach it is. So therefore, I made a haktara. But what? In derech achila bekach. And therefore, the machshava that I had to eat it in increments is not a machshava. Because people don't eat in increments. And therefore, I did the haktara perfect without a machshava pigul. Because masha hashavti lechol bekodshu is no machshava. Because in derech achila bekach. So it's a perfect haktara. But any machshavot, what's the din? Kasher.
In pigul.
And that's the final answer of that Gemara.